Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, best-selling authors of Lists That Save My Business and founders of Experience Pros University, are inspiring you to get your business right. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business really is our business. So I was scrolling through the interweb for news stories, and particularly with news with a business application.
That is not what you're looking for.
No, clearly.
And we've all listened to him every day at the start of every hour, and a business application. In fact, we have we have a top of the hour fan.
A top of the hour fan.
He says, I listen to 20 minutes of radio a day.
Yeah.
And it's the last 10 minutes of somebody else that he loves how they wrap up their show.
Right.
And the first 10 minutes of the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Oh.
And it is, he listens to 20 minutes of radio a day.
Well,
and
thank
that's
you for
it.
Making us a part of your day.
And it's the top of the hour.
I aim to make sure that you are not disappointed.
And I'm certain, in fact, I know for quite a fact.
What?
It is not the business application that he is looking for, nor is he receiving. But he says, I just know Eric's going to give Angel the what for. And so he tunes in.
Eric's going to give Angel the what for?
Yeah.
Or
like Rock My World, or just put me on, like just totally Rock My World.
He just wants to see what I'm
saying
next.
Or as my friend, Justin Vaughn from the Vaughn Law Offices, he said the nicest thing about me yesterday.
He did.
And he was talking about how, something about popping people's bubble, right?
Angel, you're pretty.
No. How, that there are people that we allow them to kind of pop our bubble,
and
right?
You live in a bubble.
I live in a bubble. And he's like, Angel definitely lives in a bubble, but we all have a bubble.
Yeah, but your bubble is positivity.
And he's like, you cannot pop Angel's bubble, is what he was saying.
It's
because
true.
I'm so steadfast in where I'm going and what I surround myself with and who I am.
Yeah.
And he says, you just cannot pop Angel's bubble. Not true. But just the idea because there have been, and dang it, I don't like those people.
No.
Where am I going with that? Oh, anyways, you are not giving business application.
I am giving
you
a business application.
You are just trying to get my goat.
No, I'm not trying to get your goat. Do you have goats?
If I had goats, they would be gotten.
You used to have crabs.
Hey.
What?
One.
What?
Una, hermit crab, who liked to play with my fingernails.
That was the creepiest thing I ever saw.
I had a little, my kids had a pet hermit crab.
She would talk to the little hermit crab.
He thought he was so cute, but he would like to play with my little fingernails.
That's a spider with a shell.
He never came out of his shell for anybody else, but he came out and he
did.
Played
you would
with
hold
my
him on your hand and he would go play with your nails. It grossed me out so bad. So you did used to have crabs.
A crab. Una.
Well, whatever. Speaking of animals, this in the business news, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, they filed a lawsuit seeking to give the monkey who took a selfie ownership of it. This has been going on actually for more than a year, but the people for ethical treatment of animals are truly trying to have the monkey declared as the author and legal owner of the photograph. which could have huge financial remuneration impact on this monkey's life. Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
What would you like me to say?
I don't know.
How would you like me to respond to the monkey story?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your monkey business.
Yeah, I don't know.
You are full of monkey business.
I'm not full of monkey business, but you know what? If I were to make my business plan based on buying a lottery ticket, I'd sure as heck know what I did with the lottery ticket if I won $1 million. And a lady in Michigan lost her ticket. It was found months later sitting in a forgotten pile of mail.
Forgotten? That would be you. You would totally do that. You would totally lose it in a pile of mail.
Because this is what people do.
Or in a drawer somewhere. Because I remember how you clean up.
No, lottery ticket, I actually keep in my wallet to check.
How do you clean up?
If I buy a lottery ticket, which is very rare. I don't talk about how I clean up.
Oh, because he doesn't.
Oh. But this woman in Michigan, in Kentwood, Michigan, she was a $1 million lottery winner, but she left her lottery ticket in a pile. And I'm thinking, most people who buy lottery tickets, and if they do it consistently, this is their business plan. This is their future. This is their retirement.
Does she do it consistently? Because I randomly might buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, when it gets over 600.
Yeah, I don't know why, because apparently $1 million wasn't enough to warrant. But, you know, 6 million or 20 million, I might buy a ticket and totally forget about it because it's not my marketing plan. It's not my – I don't really ever think I'm going to win that thing. You just play because
you don't think you're going to win. Why would you play?
Well, because you can't win if you don't play. So, but, you know, I won't win probably, but I know I can't win. Unless I play.
I'm very confused now.
So I have been corrected.
Oh.
Received a text message.
You got corrected?
Mm-hmm.
Who sent that message?
No, nay, nay.
Just checking.
Stop looking at my phone.
I want to use who dares correct Angel Tussie?
All right. So my husband is the one that's correcting me because he knows who my... who our top of the hour fan is.
Oh.
And so he says, according to my husband, who knows my top of the hour fan.
Yes.
It's his favorite part of radio that he listens to. He listens to radio all day long.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. All but these are his favorite 20 minutes. He has his favorite 20 minutes of the day.
People.
And he will often call my husband and say, hey.
Hey.
Did you listen to the top of the hour today?
Oh.
Hey, did you listen? And, you know, and I adore that my husband finds me relevant. Even my husband finds me relevant and will listen to me. And so I appreciate that very much. And for the feedback. And so I stand corrected that he listens to the radio all day
long. Your husband corrected you.
All right. So in the world of mortgaging and refinancing and all that is good, we bring you a business tip from our friends over at ALMC Mortgage, where all loans must close.
And they do.
Licensed to do business in all 50 states. ALMC Mortgage, we call her a legacy advertiser because she has been supporting the Experience Pros Radio Show since day one when we started on the internet with a little weekly podcast way back in 2009. She came on board to support and has been with us since day one. Her customers love doing business with her. She is probably the most dynamic and helpful mortgage provider you will ever talk to. And you can find her online at ALMCMortgage.com. ALMC Mortgage. Think of it as all loans must close.
And they do.
Or call her at 303-696-6933.
Today's business tip is having to do with your business card. You know, that's the one that you hand out by the dozens, the gazillions, all over town.
Or just leave them on stacks and tables.
Oh, stop that.
Because that's so effective.
All right, so there's a couple of tips that go along with your business card. First of all, color matters. Did
all right.
you know that?
So, I mean, there are some cards, like we've tried different things. We have a white card. We even had a black card. I thought that was pretty slick to have the black background on it. But people said, well, now I can't write notes on it. Why are you giggling at your crotch?
I'm not giggling at my crotch. I looked down at my phone, which was in my lap. And it's one of our listeners who says, I can't believe that you told the country that Angel had crabs.
Right? Right? This is what
I
have to live with.
Am I wrong? I had
A crab.
You had a crab one at a time. How many crabs did you have total, though? You actually had two crabs because one died.
We did. One did die very, very quickly.
So you did have crabs.
Well, then, no. The second one wasn't mine.
Mm.
Actually, neither of them were mine.
Yeah,
they were my children's.
Uh-huh.
They were Christmas presents.
Your kids had crabs? That sounds wrong.
Oh, because saying Angel has crabs sounds so right.
Let's go back to the color of your business card
Only
design.
Eric
brought
would
to you
know,
by ALMC
right?
Mortgage. ALMC Mortgage. All loans must close.
Poor Cheryl.
And
they do.
Right. The color matters. Yellow connotes youth and positivity. Orange creates command and control. Red, it's about zest, power, and urgency. Pink is associated with romance and femininity.
Purple suggests peace and tranquility. Blue gives off a sense of safety and confidence. Green conveys abundance and serenity. And black is attributed to opulence and strength.
And it's plain old boring. The typeface, it can be. It really can be. If it's all just black.
Sleek. Classic.
Whatever.
Little black dress, black tuxedo.
No, we're not talking about the dress or the tuxedo. No. That's sexy. I'm talking about the font on your...
Font.
The ink on your business card. All right. Let's talk about your text.
We were talking about the color of your business card.
Did you know that you have a typeface personality?
A typeface personality? No, I did not.
Well, if you've got like a script, you know, like a kind of a calligraphy kind of a thing.
Sure.
It's reminiscent of that calligraphy or handwriting, and it gives qualities that range from playful to sophisticated.
All right. The serif typefaces, right? And if you, I don't know what serif means, but you
it's
find it all in
the... It's got the little tails on the feet on the A.
They're traditional and efficient, and they are the go-to typefaces for formal and corporate designs. The sans serif, which no little feet.
No feet.
Although usually not as flamboyant as the other typefaces, that exudes a clean and contemporary elegance. Also, easier to read on mobile devices.
There you have it. There's your tip from ALMC Mortgage. All loans must close.
And they do.
ALMCMortgage.com. Back with more business after this.
You're busy, but are you really achieving the dreams you thought you would? Infinite Nation knows that when your vision is big enough, you can create infinite success. Request your free vision check phone call with award-winning vision coach Carrie Conley. Discover how easy it is to achieve your infinite success. Call 720-331-8693, 720-331-8693, and check out the Vision is Victory workshop online at infinitenation.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Attention business owners, if you're waiting 30 to 60 days or more to get paid, Riviera Finance can turn your invoices into immediate cash flow. Let them help. Their process is simple and no debt is created. Riviera Finance has local offices serving clients across the U.S. and Canada. So if you bill on credit but need better cash flow, call Riviera Finance now. 800-872-7484. That's 800-872-7484. Or visit RivieraFinance.com.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Biz Talk Radio. The experienced pros want to help you get your business right. And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experienced Pros Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Experienced Pros Radio Show. Thank you to all the people who are commenting about Angel's crabs.
Hey.
What? It's true. We've got many, many posts from our listeners saying...
It kind of is true.
And thank you for telling us that we're making your day. If we're making you smile, that's that goes a long way. If you're just tuning in now to the Experienced Pros Radio Show, we just discerned that Angel Tussie did, in fact, at one point have crabs.
No. I had a hermit crab, and Eric's worried now that my husband's going to pop his head in the door here and go, hey... Stop telling everybody my wife has crabs.
Wasn't he the one that gave them to you?
He was. A crab.
You had two crabs.
We did have, at the beginning, we had two hermit crabs. Mm-hmm. One died very quickly. The other crab ate it. It was weird.
The other crab ate? What? Mm-hmm. The other crab ate the other crab?
Yeah, kind of did. Yeah.
What's for dinner? Crab.
Yeah.
One of our listeners says, well, thank God Angel didn't have lobsters. I guess I agree with that.
All right. We're going to talk about 13 reasons you're not as successful as you should be. And if I was in the mood, I would recommend that you do this.
Wait a minute. You're not in the mood?
Jeff Foxworthy style.
I just don't think I can handle it. Jeff Foxworthy.
No, because it hurts my ears when you do that.
Well, buckle up. Turn down the volume. Here we go. If you are lazy, you are not as successful as you should be.
Well, he says, I don't think there's an easy way to put this. I have to assume that you're lazy. Every single successful person works their butts off to get where they are. It's okay to be lazy. Just admit it. But don't whine about not being rich and successful.
If okay. you have a sense of entitlement, you might be unsuccessful.
Only a few people in the world are part of the Lucky Genetics Club. You and me, we gotta work to get what we want. Quit thinking you are owed anything. You are not. Get to work.
There it is. If you live in a world of fear, you might not be very successful.
You're afraid, plain and simple. Afraid of looking silly. Afraid of what your friends and family will say. Afraid of everything. Look, you're either going to stop being afraid or you're not. Nobody can convince you to stop. But imagine, though, what awaits you when you stop with the excuses of being afraid.
There you go. If you live in a world of negativity and surround yourself with negativity, you will never be successful.
You may not realize it, but the people you associate with might be negative people. It has
There's a different word.
They could be soul-sucking beings who don't want anyone in their world to be successful. So, stop hanging around with them right now. Surround yourself with successful people, with optimistic people, people that support you, people that you want to be like.
If you have no goals, you need Carrie Conley.
You plan nothing. You believe that some way, somehow, everything you always wanted will just magically happen and show up.
Poof.
So you just play it by ear and wait. Yeah, that works for Disney. You need goals to shoot for. Otherwise, you are just treading water.
If you are constantly blaming they, you might be unsuccessful.
There's no they. There's no secret group of people that controls your success or your failure. There's no secret group of people trying to undermine you. You've made that up to make you feel better about yourself. The truth is you and you alone control your success in life, in business, in everything. It's easy to blame them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
weak. You
right.
say weak.
It is weak. If you have no X factor, you need a lamer excuse.
Well, excuse. The X factor, you blame it. You know, I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not rich enough. I don't have all the things that I need to have. You don't have the X factor. They say, wow. Oh, they pulled a you wow.
Oh, they pulled a wow.
Wow. That's an unbelievably lame excuse.
Right?
The truth is, even jerks, idiots, and boring people can just be as successful as anyone else. Your problem is you don't believe it just yet.
You got to believe it. If you waste more time than you do things productive, you will always be unsuccessful.
You're a classic time waster. You spend hours and hours every day working on not working. You do things that aren't productive. How are you ever going to get anything done or reach any goal if you keep wasting not only your time, but everybody else's time? You're not. So you might as well give up now if you're going to keep down this path.
There you go. If you have a BS degree in social media, you will never be successful.
If you are wasting more than 50% of productive hours of the day doing this, then you're spending way too much time in social media land. And that is the wasting of time. Social media can be very effective and productive. But we're talking about the scrolling through, watching cat videos, and, you know, not doing anything effective with it. The sad part is, you know it, but you just can't stop. I can't look away. So you can't get anything done that really matters.
If you think small, you will never be successful.
You think way too small. You're constantly looking only a day or a week ahead instead of years ahead. And because of this, you never get anywhere. And you never lead. You always follow.
Let's face it. If you don't want it, you will never get there.
You don't really want to be successful. Sure, you like to dream about it like everybody else. But in your heart, you're afraid of what really might happen if you really get it. That's baloney, fear that your brain is feeding you. Success is change, and it's really, really good. Tell your brain to stop yelling at you.
This article is laced with
I'm doing a very nice job.
You
I'm
are
keeping
doing
it
a very,
very,
nice job.
Very G-rated.
But it's quite obvious when you have to step over a landmine. Finally, if you don't believe that you can be successful, you never will be.
You never believed that it's possible. Society taught you that only a few exceptional people can really get what they want. Everyone else should just settle. If you really want to believe that, you can. The rest of us will be at the front of the line because we believe. And we believe in you. You have exactly what it takes. So here's the thing. You want to be successful? Believe it. Want it. Think bigger. Be productive with your time. Recognize you don't need the X factor. You are the X factor. There are no they that telling you you can't do it, but there are the they that want to lift you up and support you. Create those goals. Surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with optimism. And know that it's the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary.
It's a very, very good article. Thank you so much to Jim Cookrow for that.
And for Jeff Foxworthy for showing up and,
you know, he comes
hurting my ears.
Yeah, he helps us out from time to time. I think of all the things that we just talked about there, the belief and the fear are the two biggest things that I see across the boards for small business owners and entrepreneurs in many ways. Because they allow those things to limit their success. So, you know, don't let the fear, right? Fear paralyzes. So don't let that fear get in the way, and truly do believe. You know, we like to say we live in America and you can do anything, be anything you want to be, but you don't even have to talk about America. You are who you are. You are good enough, and you can be whoever you want to be and accomplish all that you want to accomplish. All right, we are going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we've got another segment of Positive Business Talk. We'd love to inspire you, so stick around. We'll be back. This is Eric and Angel on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP Ink or $200 on HP Toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. Listen, one thing that is absolutely consistent is that there will always be change.
Always, and I think we embrace the change, right? As entrepreneurs, we have to.
Sure.
There's no, we can't just create something and sit back on our laurels and think that it will continue to just take care of itself, right? And as trends change, as the world of the internet changes, as customers change the way they shop and all of that, we have to be pliable and movable, which is good news for small businesses.
It is good news for small business. Also, good news is the fact that many people who align themselves with the Experience Pros and the Experience Pros radio show buck the trends that are going on. But let's talk about some general statistics of small business details. For instance, did you know that only 40% of small businesses are actually profitable?
You know, our friend Carrie Conlon with Infinite Nation talks about that only 6% of entrepreneurs actually break the six-figure mark.
Right.
Right, of $100,000 in income. And these days, $100,000 is not a lot of money when you consider the overhead and your lifestyle and everything that you need to do to keep going. But only 6%.
6% hit the six figures. 40% make it actual to profitability. 30% are breaking even, and 30% are actually continually losing money. And add that to the fact that, you know, we know that 50% of small businesses fail within the first year. 95% of fail within the first 5 years. 37% chance of surviving the first 4 years, and a 9% chance of surviving in 10 years. And we're talking about business with fewer than 20 employees, so probably you.
Well, because I think a lot of times we treat it as a hobby.
Yep.
We go into it with expectations that it's just going to fly, like
sure.
Customers are just going to fly through the door,
hang a
right?
Shingle and here they come. We call that the 80s.
Right? You know, stand behind a cash register and take the money. But there is a lot more work and effort and pouring into your resources, time, and money back into it that you just don't expect.
There are high-risk businesses out there, and if you're looking for you're working into moving into another job or whatnot, be aware of the statistics that go along with some high-risk businesses. First one, of course, independent restaurants. Independent restaurants suffer up to a 60% failure rate, and it's often because the owners are very skilled at their craft. They can make a great steak. They can cook well or do whatever they want to do. But they're not great at business.
No, and I think that's for many business owners, not just in the restaurant industry. You know, we might be great at fixing cars or baking cookies or doing taxes, but running the business side of it is a completely different skill set. And if you've ever read Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth Revisited, he talks about you have to get out of the laborer's position
right.
And into that CEO role. That's a difficult transition for many folks.
It is. Another big thing that happens with not just restaurants but all small businesses across the boards is they tend to fail because they don't use proper or execute proper marketing.
Marketing is probably the number one thing. Nobody's heard about you. Nobody's hearing about you. Nobody's talking about you. And you also don't have a marketing budget. It's one of those things that gets slashed in the early phases of a startup. You're still learning how to cook and clean and put your computer and your website and all of that together that you forget to tell anybody every single day, saturating the market with your message.
80% of retail clothing stores fail within the first 5 years, in large part because the competition is so fierce and the lease rates on their brick and mortars are massively expensive.
And the inventory.
Yep.
And having to plan so far ahead in the inventory, right? In the summer, they were purchasing all their holiday inventory. And so being ahead of that All the different variety of sizes and the heavy overhead that comes with it.
Now, you wouldn't think about this. Maybe you would. The third target high-risk business is direct sales. A multi-level marketing, those kinds of things. Here's the issue with direct sales. And by the way, 99% of direct sales representatives suffer significant financial loss just by joining up with their
$50. Financial loss?
Yeah, you would think, because it's just
there's
a $50 startup or a $249.
Very little investment.
Right, that's what you would think. But then they get you because you've got to buy the product in order to stay a legitimate rep and whatnot. The number of hours that direct sellers work per week, less than 5. 40% of them, less than 5. 10%, more than 30. They're just not doing the work. They're not treating it.
Enough doom and gloom.
Okay. All right.
How do we turn these statistics around? Because we need some help. We are in business and we need to be successful.
I'm so glad you asked.
Number one,
start small.
Okay. How small? Because we kind of got that covered.
The fact of the matter is when you start small, and I'm trying to increase the size of my font here.
The font is small. By small, they have really small fonts.
The common downfall is tying up too much cash in overhead or capital at the beginning.
All right.
So you've got to keep your finances in order, and you probably owe it to yourself to get on board with a CPA at the early onset of your small business.
And I think kind of give yourself a threshold of capital that you're going to infuse in that first year and how much you're going to put into it so that you don't end up having to mortgage the house.
Yeah, don't quit your day job while you're checking things out. Right. Your business is not your hobby.
No, but you are going to need to infuse some money and some capital into it. So just figure out where that money is going to come from, a savings account, loans, credit cards, whatever that is. And again, put a threshold and a realistic threshold on what you can afford to kind of just tie up for the first year or three.
Well said. In order to be successful in small business, you critically must know your market. Learn as much as possible about your demographic before you open your doors.
Well, we had a great 2 weeks of business tips from Colorado Micro Business Alliance.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about your audience, knowing your market and how valuable that is when it comes to building up your business and marketing and operating and hiring. A lot of stuff goes into that. And so if you've missed it, go back to the podcast.
Yes.
For the Colorado Micro Business Alliance tips.
Yeah, for those of you from D.C. to Fresno and you're saying, well, that's Colorado Micro Business Alliance, what do they know about us? Take a listen to the tips. They are universal.
Universal tips, absolutely.
Maintain quality merchandise. The merchandise that you select must be selected carefully in order to meet your market's needs. If you drop the ball here, you will forever drop the ball. You've got to keep highest quality. And if you say, well, I'm not purchasing merchandise, I'm a business coach, then maintain the highest quality standard of coaching as you deliver your service.
Absolutely. You can overcome a lot of different things, but if you've got shoddy products and services, the word of mouth is on that, and why would people buy from you?
You're shooting yourself in your own foot. Mm-hmm. Listen to your customers. Customer service isn't where people call and complain. Customer service is where you have thought of them before they have ever even thought of a need for you. Give them a reason to come back. Happy customers will come back, and they bring their families and their friends. Company goals. You've got to plot your course and break down your goals and strategies into a 1-year, a 3-year, a 5-year plan.
Yeah, you
and
need
I didn't
a vision.
Break it down into a quarter.
You need a vision mm-hmm. for where you're going. It can't just be, hey, I want to sell this product. It needs to be bigger than that in order to be sustainable, or you're going to end up being one of those statistics of closing your doors way too soon. Because then you're going to be distracted. You're going to have some challenging days, weeks, maybe even months. And that vision will be the thing that carries you through, gets you up in the morning, and challenges you to keep going and push through.
Plan and control your inventory. If you're a business that requires inventory, my goodness, this is so important. I'm telling you, I used to run restaurants, and the number one place where you lose money is overportioning and sometimes theft, and you have to say it what it is. So make sure that you know and control your inventories. Finally, market your business.
Market, market, market. Saturate the market. Long gone are the days where you can do one thing. I'm going to do an ad here or a vowel pack there or a one thing. You need to saturate the market in as many places as you can. And you think, okay, I can't afford to do all of that. There's a lot of affordable methods and Absolutely. Ways that you can put your brand out there. Relationship marketing is key. Social media, lots of stuff listed in our book, List That Saved My Business, giving you tons of ways so that you are everywhere. It's kind of like cloning yourself, because when people hear about you, you want them to utter the phrase, I've heard of you. They'll know you and like you and trust your brand, even if they haven't yet done business with you.
Absolutely. We'd be able to help you with that. And again, if you're looking for an economical way to market your business, I don't know of any more economical way than what Experience Pros offers. Bonus point, keep it simple and focused. Most successful people do one thing very well, and they do not spread themselves too thin. I think that's critical.
Absolutely. Focus. That is the one word that I think we heard yesterday. Somebody was talking about, you ask all these successful people if you could describe and pass on in one word to help others be successful.
Yeah.
Is the word focus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to take one more quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got the final segment of Positive Business Talk here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. We invite you to stick around, and during the break, why not call in some of the people who are supporting this program.
Have you told your customers how special they are? It's that time of year for you to show just how much you appreciate them. Printing Done Quickly can print personalized custom holiday cards or calendars. Nothing shows how much you care like a wonderful gift with your logo emblazoned on it, or delicious sweet treats or food gifts. Let PDQ make this time of year less stressful by doing all of this for you. They can ship your gifts anywhere in the country. PrintingDoneQuickly.com or call 720-524-8302.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call. Hi, this is Angel. And if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros. And thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream, perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Biz Talk Radio. The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You didn't think we were going to leave you on a down note with all those stats and all that stuff. No, no, no. We're going to end our show today by helping you become extraordinary.
Oh, and I think that you probably already are pretty extraordinary, right? And, you know, I think you find what you go looking for, no matter what that is in life. If you go looking for something negative, of course, you're going to find it everywhere you go. You're going to see that. If you go looking for something extraordinary and wonderful and how that fits into your life and all of that, you're going to find that as well. And so we're going to talk about being extraordinary today. Do you think that you're extraordinary?
I hope so.
Well, what does it take to be an extraordinary entrepreneur?
Well, you have to first and foremost invest inordinate amounts of time and energy into self-development. No, what are you on about? You probably do more of this than anybody I know.
You know, and I think, though, that I didn't know that jumping into it. I didn't know it was going to be like that in the beginning. They say that self-help, you know, and they're talking about self-development. Self-help is dated back to 1859 with the first self-help improvement book was titled Self-Help.
Right.
I go to the self-help section of any, you know, even online, but any bookstore, and it's all there. And so if there's any issue that you are dealing with, leadership or fear or goal setting or time management, anything at all, you can find dozens and dozens of books.
Absolutely.
To help you. And here's the thing. Entrepreneurs are an educated group. They say that 95% hold bachelor's degree, 47% hold more advanced degrees.
But 100% of the really successful ones constantly read or put more into themselves.
Doing workshops, seminars, reading, educating, learning, improving, always finding ways that we can do this better. And you think, well, we're just always working around the clock.
But, right.
Well, we are doing that too. But in our tiny cracks of time, we are also working on improving ourselves.
Extraordinary entrepreneurs endure ridicule from the mediocre. You know, those people that say, I can't believe you put in that much time into your presentation. Why don't you just relax?
Relax. Don't you ever watch TV or take some time off or just lay low? Well, I'm not where I want to be yet.
I think Kerry Conlon calls those poopy heads and mean girls.
Now, as entrepreneurs, we do schedule in relaxing time. I mean, from 1:30 to 1:45, I'm going to take a break today.
Oh, you are?
I was being facetious.
Oh.
So, but we do have our moments of of time to refresh and regenerate and refuel ourselves. But when it comes to just not putting in the time and not doing the work and hoping that we can skate through, it doesn't even occur to us to try to be lazy.
Extraordinary entrepreneurs despise mediocrity. Interesting quote by Thomas Mann. He says, do you know what lies at the bottom of the mainstream? Mediocrity.
You know, and I think that it's very sad because I think you get to a phase. Do you remember when you were little and, you know, what were you going to be when you grew up? Right?
I was never little.
And when you were young?
Oh, young.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. And you fantasized, right, of what you were going to be when you grew up. And all these dreams were possible and you could be anything you wanted to be. And I don't know, we thought we were going to change the world.
You still can.
At one point. But, you know, we allow life and day to day and the mundane and the mediocrity and the people we hang out with kind of suck the dream and hope right out of us. If you've heard the story of crabs, right? Speaking of crabs, right?
Angel had them.
You know, if you are a crab.
Hermit crabs.
Fisherman.
Yeah.
You, if you are, you know, fishing for crabs.
You're going to put them in a bucket.
You put them in and you, if you only have one, you need to put a lid on it.
Right.
But if you have more than one, you don't even have to put a lid on it because the other crabs in the bucket
will always pull the others down.
Do you have crabs in your life, crabby people that are just pulling you down, sucking the dream right out of you, questioning, why are you doing that? Is it even worth it? Don't you just want to sit home and eat bonbons? Sure, someday, and someday I will get there. But right now, mediocrity, not acceptable.
Extraordinary entrepreneurs learn from constructive criticism, instruction, and practice. Learning from criticism allows you to improve. Almost every critique gives you a tool to more effectively create the tomorrow that you visualize.
You can do it better. You know you can. Those people that say, you know what? I'm giving it 110%. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You know it. And even as you say it out loud, you know it's not true, that there's something else you could be doing.
We can prove it.
We can?
Yeah. Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand as high as you can.
Raise as high as you can.
As high as you can. Yeah. Ready? Is it as high as you can?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, reach it a little further.
Okay.
Just a little further. Oh, did you? A little further.
You got
yes,
a little
you
further?
Did. Yes,
then you weren't
did.
Giving 110%.
We can all do. And maybe what we're doing is really putting it all out there, but it is still ineffective. And we need to find the reasons that what we're doing isn't working. Find a way to do it better and improve on it. And don't settle for where you're at.
Extraordinary entrepreneurs deal quickly and aggressively with their failures. They investigate their failures with a fine-tooth comb, make adjustments, and make sure that they get better.
Of course, you know, they give us some examples. Thomas Edison, 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at the invention of the light bulb.
I thought it was 10,000.
I thought so too, but, you know.
James Dyson, you know the guy with the vacuum?
Mm-hmm. 5,000 failed prototypes.
That sucks.
Jack Canfield, 146 rejections from publishers, right? And how often do we let one or two rejections go, nobody wants my stuff, it's never going to work. Have your pity party, finish it up, have a glass of wine, and get back up there.
Finally, extraordinary entrepreneurs never mention these things. They always look for opportunities, not excuses. They never say these things. The competition is too established. I don't have the money. I'm too old or I'm too young. I don't have enough experience. I don't have enough time. I'm just not there yet. Stop whining and get on with it.
Be extraordinary. You have
Absolutely.
Extraordinary in you. You have the resources. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Go
That's
online and get involved. Find out how you can be surrounded by other extraordinary entrepreneurs because it's all in there every single day. And we want to help you. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And just jump in and know that extraordinary is what we're going to pull out of you because it's already there.
Special thanks to Red Website Design and Tech Infographics for the conversation points of this segment. And thank you for tuning in and participating here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. If you love the show, we'd love to hear from you. Radio@experiencepros.com. Just let us know that you're out there, and we'll continue to bring content. If you've got a suggestion for content, same email address, radio@experiencepros.com. We'll get us to talk about your topic, too. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or visit them on the web at experiencepros.com, facebook.com/experiencepros, and twitter.com/experiencepros. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.